With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Americans divided over the amount of aid the U.S. is sending to Ukraine.
45% of those surveyed think the U.S. government is spending too much on aid to Ukraine in the war against Russia. According to the AP-NORC poll, more than one-third of adults say the current spending is about the right amount. In Congress, conservative Republicans are rebuffing efforts from President Biden to approve additional assistance for Ukraine. Since last month, the White House has been asking lawmakers to pass more than $61 billion in new aid for the Ukrainians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retail executives bracing for a possible spending slowdown through the holidays. Despite an economy with several positive indicators, American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and ongoing stubborn inflation. Also at SRNnews.com, fragile Gaza truce back on track after a delay in the hostage-for-prisoner swap.
The tense ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be on again after the release of a second group of militant-held hostages and Palestinians from Israeli prisons, but the swap comes after an hours-long delay, which underscores the fragility of the truce. The delay happened after Hamas accused Israel of violating the agreement, which has brought the first significant pause in 7 weeks of war. Following the delay, Qatar and Egypt, which mediate with Hamas, say the obstacles to the exchange was overcome, and the militants released 17 hostages, including 13 Israelis, while Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
British scientists say one of the world's largest icebergs drifting beyond Antarctic waters now, known as A23A, the iceberg is about three times the size of New York City and twice the size of London. This is SRN News. Female athletes going on strike.
They are fighting back against transgenderism in the most fundamental way they can, by refusing to compete against men. A growing number of female boxers and martial artists have refused to take fights against men who are living as women. In England, a female soccer player was injured by a male opponent, prompting other women's teams to refuse to play until the male player quit, which he did. Some sports governing bodies are also taking action now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pair of teenage girls living as boys are suing the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. Federal lawsuit alleges the university hospital is discriminating against teens based on their diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The medical center stopped providing operations because of a state law barring anyone under 18 from undergoing the change. This is SRN News. The residents of Lahaina, Hawaii are livid, and several have now hired attorneys to help them assess the safety of their homes, that after the August wildfire roared through. For most, the massive blaze left behind ash and a lingering smoky smell. Here's Jackie Quinn.
One of the residents who's been trying to clean his home says he worries about the lingering smell and whether contaminated ash could cause long-term health effects. And Daniel Skousen is requesting an independent health analysis, concerned that town officials may be so intent on reviving the tourism industry, they might downplay any negative test results. Officials have deemed most of the water supplies are unsafe to drink, while advising that children and pregnant women stay away from the burn zone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.